right. We are back. This is Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And we have some material here that will provide it to us. And I think we need to hop on that immediately before we move on. So, Mike, if you want to chop it like it's hot, go ahead.
What you guys working on?
We're working on anything.
There's a lot of people just standing around. A lot of tax money. A lot of cold cases, a lot of pedos. Coronavirus shut down all of our rights, and there's just like a shit ton of cops. I'm just curious what you guys are doing.
Great, have a nice day.
Sorry, I missed one.
Well, I can't have a nice day when the Constitution is being defaced right in front of me and tax money is being wasted, and you have the contempt not even to tell me what you're doing.
No one has contempt for you.
Well, why don't you just tell me what you guys are up to doing?
We're standing here. We're on duty.
Did you get to play on your phone on duty? What are you scrolling through?
Am I playing?
Well, you were on your phone when I approached you, and so was that young woman, and so was that man right
this
there.
This is a department phone.
And you're allowed to play on your department phone? What's your name and badge number? What's your name and badge number?
Keep filming.
I'm going to keep filming. You don't stop me. So you're just going to sit here?
I'm not sitting, I'm standing.
Oh, very sarcastic, very smart. So there's no cold cases? How much money do you think is on this corner right here, just standing here? Wasting our rights. Did any one of you guys stand up for our rights during coronavirus? Nope, not one single one of you. Not one. You guys just took orders from Charlie Baker and said, yes, sir, because you don't care about the Constitution. You don't. You want to grab somebody for the First Amendment, but any order that Charlie Baker says, you'll bend over and take it because you're a coward. You're a coward. You're all cowards. You're a coward? You're a coward? Because you guys will grab a citizen for exercising his God-given First Amendment rights, but you would never grab Charlie Baker and say no. Charlie Baker says, shut down the churches? Yes, sir. Destroy the First Amendment? Yes, sir. Checkpoints? Yes, sir. I'm sorry?
Who is it?
So this is what the police do. They take orders from the ruling class, the politicians, but they don't have the balls to stand up for the Constitution. They'll assault. A captain will assault a citizen for filming. You wouldn't assault the NSA, though, for spying on you illegally, because you're a coward. You're a coward. You're a coward.
All right, don't get in my face again.
Or what?
Don't do that.
Is that
again.
A threat? Is that a threat?
I'm going to push you away if you get in my face again.
Okay, great.
That's not a threat.
Getting in your face, I'm legally allowed to do whatever I want as long as I'm not touching you on a public sidewalk. You just illegally assaulted me.
No one assaulted you.
You didn't touch me.
No.
You didn't touch me.
You?
You didn't touch me right now.
No, I took the phone.
You didn't touch my phone. Touching my assault.
To
touching my
assault.
Yes, you do. Touching my phone is assaulting me. Touching my phone is assaulting me, sir. You should know that. You're such an idiot. You don't even know the definition of assault. So you just assaulted me, but you
no
wouldn't.
One assaulted you.
You didn't assault me. What was that? What was it? Smacking my phone? Smacking my hand?
Your phone away from my phone.
Is that legal?
Because I have privacy here.
You have privacy. But I don't have privacy. Why do you get
I'm
privacy?
I'm done with the conversation.
Yo, get your fucking hand on my face, dog.
Do something about it.
Okay, take your badge off then, old man.
Yeah, old man.
Oh, yeah, so you're real tough with the badge. You're real tough with all your friends. But none of you guys is tough enough to stand up for the Constitution. This guy just bent over and took orders from Charlie Baker like a coward. Because he's not man enough to stand up for the Constitution. This guy's not even man enough to say his name. To say his name.
Yeah, don't get in my face again.
Well, what? Are you threatening me? Are you threatening me?
No. Telling you not to do something.
Why can't I stand here on a public
you can
sidewalk?
Stand there on a public sidewalk.
Okay. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
How much longer till you retire?
Careful.
How much longer till you retire?
Not soon enough, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. How does it feel taking illegal orders from the governor and just doing nothing about it whatsoever?
I don't report to the governor.
No, really? Who do you report to? Who do you report to?
Well,
it's not the American people. Don't you have something more important that you should be doing? Like standing up for our rights? Didn't you take an oath to the Constitution? So this is a captain right here, guys. A guy that doesn't give a damn about the Constitution, can't even bless me with his name, and he assaults me in broad daylight like a coward. He would never do that. He would never do that in my hood. You would never do that in my hood. None of you guys will come to my hood without your badges on and do that. You guys are only tough because you have the power of the state. How many cops does it take to hold up a sidewalk? What's so funny, Mustache? Even your friends are laughing at that. It's pathetic. You guys, I mean, how much money do we have on this corner right here? I mean, how many missing children do we have in this state? How many cold cases do we have in this state? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The captain, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These guys would never stand next to a church during coronavirus to make sure it's open. These guys would never stand next to a business. How many times have they arrested minorities for the illegal drug war? Many times. These people will say they love the Second Amendment. How many times have these people arrested someone for illegal weapons? Many times. Because they're cowards. They don't even understand the Constitution. Sir, what's the Federalist Papers? Who wrote the Federalist Papers? Can anybody here tell me who wrote the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers? This guy's on Facebook. This guy's literally scrolling through Angry Birds and Grindr right now. I got it on camera. It's... Be careful, this guy's very handsy. This guy just assaulted me on video for asking him a question about the Constitution. Be careful. He might like kids. I saw him scrolling through a weird app. Come on, man. Give him a fucking break. I tried to, but he... No, he's not doing his job. His job is to protect the Constitution. He's standing...
There's 20 of them. What do you want him to do? He's on his fucking...
Exactly! Back. There's 20 cops standing right here.
Yeah, because people like you are out here busting their balls.
The First Amendment is busting their balls?
Yes. You're busting their balls.
Okay, so you don't believe in the First Amendment.
You're using your First Amendment to bust their balls. They're busting their balls.
Well, do you think there should be this many cops just standing here when we have cold cases and pedophiles, sir? Do you think that's a good allocation of resources?
There are not
beat cops. That's the captain. That's the captain, dog. They're not beat cops.
You just stumble into... You're gonna be one that's gonna be on like SSI and all that stuff, right?
Actually, that's very funny, Mr. Lack of Teeth. Actually, I don't. I have two jobs, sir.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You know what? I should punch you the fuck out.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. A whole bunch of old guys want to fight me. Hey, guess what? You're going through menopause right now because you never. You can punch me. Anybody can throw the first punch.
If I punch you, you'd be dead.
Dog, you don't even come up to my chest. You got a dirty ass hat on. You have broken fucking teeth. Yeah, walk away. Do like he said and walk away. Do like he says and walk away. Do like he says and walk like away. Dog, why don't you get up to my neck first? Walk away, buddy. Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Walk of shame. Hit me first? I already invited you to do that. I'm not going to beat up an old vagrant, man. You're going to die soon anyways from natural causes because you smell like... Oh, yeah. Go keep smoking cigarettes, idiot. He just slid into his boyfriend's DM. Make sure you bring the big purple dildo. That was weird, Captain.
The pink one.
The pink one. See, this guy knows because he's there with them. I'm coming up to you guys in dead serious, asking what you guys are doing. You guys react to me with contempt. I ask you about the Constitution, I get assaulted. And now you guys are laughing at me. Why are you laughing? You don't know why you're laughing. You just stumbled into a situation without any idea or intellect and you're laughing. And you're wearing Kanye West shoes, huh? That's pretty effeminate. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing? Because you're a bootlicker to the cops. You're a bootlicker. Why am I shaking? Because I have a lot of energy. And when people destroy the Constitution, and when there's pedophiles walking around, right? And there's cold cases, and we have a whole bunch of cops standing here defiling the Constitution, what do you think our founding fathers would have done? They would have done a lot more. I'm just shaking because I'm upset. You're over here bootlicking the redcoats. Like a coward. You're bootlicking the redcoats. No, I'm not okay, sir. We have cold cases and pedophiles. You can't even tell me why you're laughing. You're so mentally slow that just because you see police, you're going to laugh along with them because you're a bootlicker. Can you articulate why you're laughing or do the walk of shame? Yeah, do the walk of shame. Have your name and badge number? Isn't it your policy to identify yourself? How'd you get that cold sore? What were you sucking on to get that cold sore? So they can assault somebody for sticking up for the Constitution and the First Amendment, but they'll just sit here like cowards when Charlie Baker tells them to do something. What you scrolling through, brother? Who you texting? Yo, don't touch me! Don't touch me! Don't touch me!
Yeah, and then a whole bunch of cops jumped on me, and then I got arrested.
I think the cold sword, I think that was the straw that they broke the camel's back.
That wasn't even. And so what you didn't notice is I was asking somebody completely different about a cold sword. Then I turned around, asked another cop what he was scrolling through, and then the captain was in the background of the shot. He gets so triggered and starts to grab me, trying to get the phone out of my hand, and tries to put his leg behind me and push me over, try to trip me. Didn't work, and then all the damn cops jump on me.
Okay, but what you laugh at, mustache? Well, I'm just over dying. I'm just.
I couldn't stop laughing. I had to mute.
I thought it was over. I unmuted. Oh my god! Will, oh man! Yeah, that's how you do it. That's a guaranteed. Butt whooping right there. Guaranteed. Using the correct words, because you didn't threaten anybody, okay? You weren't being too vulgar. You weren't being abusive. You're asking questions. Your freedom of speech. You're right there on the edge of freedom of speech and all the other so-called crimes, speech crimes. But you were well within your bounds, I think, and done artfully, done sarcastically, done hilariously, and done to the point. So I think, yeah, I'm gonna give you A minus on that one. Because you didn't use the word constitution a couple places where you should have, but you're still on it. You're still on it. It was beautiful. Oh wow, yeah. So that is actually, you need to spread that about though. You need to spread that about. That's and was that the time that Auditing America was with you, or you noticed that he wasn't with you?
This time was this Sunday. The last time is on my channel from a while back, and that was I can't even tell you the original date. What was the date of the Straight Pride Parade? I'd have to look that up, but it's like a year or two since then. But that was that one happened just this Sunday, just yesterday. Yeah, yesterday Sunday, right? I don't know. I'm sick, so. I'm not thinking as even less clearly than usual, if that's possible.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's so awesome. I would love it if, Mike, if you could put that on the front page. I don't say that much, if ever. That needs to go on the front page of RBN.
Yeah, I'll throw that up. I was going to definitely put it in the archive, too. I'll put it in I'll make a page, and then I'll add that to the archive so we get all that sweet, sweet clicks.
I mean, you know how badly I want to do that? I mean, what am I going to do here in Poland? Hey, you guys, you almost ran over me with your new scooter. You know, it's... Now, the only thing that I really get PO'd about is, again, the drone that likes to float outside my windows. So, other than that, you know, and I saw something today that really irritated me. And yes, to answer your question, Theo, I do want John Connor on and see what political or any other news that he has. But I would say very quickly, there's a guy who made a video about shining a high powered laser at what he perceived to be as like a government drone of some kind. And side by side, there's a video feed of a news saying, oh, there's a man who's been arrested today, felony charges for shining high powered laser into a drone. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I used to tell people to do that. I used to tell people to do that all the time. If you're being harassed and followed, because the drone just not only stopped being where it was, it followed the guy and circled the guy for about 20 minutes. And then he was arrested. Arrested. So, I mean, I used to, back in the day, out of my apartment window, when I was in Oroville, back in California, I used to flick off, you know, I'd flick the bird at the damn thing because I know it's looking directly through my window, you know. And the next thing I know, 5 minutes later, I've got police SUVs with huge floodlights on them, shining lights in my apartment. So, I mean, police state, just because you don't have police officers, per se, stalking you, the technology is there. And it's doing a great job. So, yeah. So, anyways, good job, Will. I want to bring on John, if he's ready. And we'll discuss what it is that he wants to talk about.
Hi, guys. I've only just tuned in now, so I've only just heard the last few minutes. I've been busy getting censored on other sites. So didn't know what you were talking about. I didn't know if I was joining in with one of your conversations or you wanted me to hear what's been going on lately with the patents.
Yeah,
get
into what's been going on with the patents.
Yeah.
Well, I watched a video the other day, and I've seen some of these things years ago. You remember the sheep got cloned in 1995 or something?
What's her name?
95, 99, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. A couple of years later, they found out a way to store your personality, your emotions, your memories into a computer. It was only so long before the two could coincide, before they put the two together, right? Like the suitcase and the wheel.
Right.
So they've done that now. So I was watching this video the other day where they had these bodies, they were all clones, the plastic on tables with plastic wrappers on, and they had people coming in the bloody showroom, and they were saying, roll up, come up, touch them, don't be afraid. And they were telling them that they can put their memories, and what I just said a minute ago, all their memories, personality, into a computer and put it into the clone. Now, I went to patent pages and I typed in rebirth. And it comes up, how to transplant your brain into another body or the body of another. Carry on reading it, and they can do it electronically. And it sounds like they could. There was a surgical patent that I didn't click on, but it's to do with the same thing. It sounds like they could surgically remove your brain and put it into a clone, or copy you into a computer and put it into the clone. So they've got that going on. They can clone themselves, or they can clone a body of another, or use the body of another. It sounds like they could use my body if they wanted to, right? I don't think they'd want mine, though. But
Well, yeah, people have been talking about this for quite some time. Even the Donald Marshall story is the most bizarre story of all. But talking about the cloning of Britney Spears and other celebrities used as underground sex slaves in the my labs, the military underground bunkers. Absolutely. That's kind of like... For me, anyway, I know for some other people, like, oh, they make cloning illegal, and da da da. Well, that's why it's done underground.
Yeah.
That's why it's done in military labs, of course. You're not going to see any of the stuff yourself unless they want you to see it. They want to bring it to you. And I believe that this actually might have something to do with the Biden. I don't know. Me personally, Biden's acting even far stranger than your average man going senile. There's stories about Hillary Clinton being cloned and all that stuff because she's healthy 1 minute and the next thing you know, Secret Service is having to drag her body out of a meeting. She's been seen in two different places at once and that sort of thing. The Mach 3 clones. Yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think Joe Biden has been biohacked. Now, you heard old Andrew Hessel was joking about it years ago, 2017, I think I seen this. Now, he was talking about the self-replicator machinery. I thought I'd recorded it on my camcorder because I knew they were going to take it down or something. But what they've done, they've edited it. And they've took out all the bits that grassed themselves up all about this pandemic. He said he was going to infect people with a synthetic virus through a nasal thing, which is the PCR. I found that in the patents as well, how they infect people. The PCR, yes. It's the sequenced DNA, but they're infecting people with it as well. Now, that was hearsay to me, because I'd heard it before, until I'd seen it in the patents the other day. It is true, they are doing it. They were going to infect people with a synthetic virus. So people thought, give them symptoms, it was a harmless virus. And they were using the cancer cells and things to do this as well. Your body doesn't recognize cancer cells and HIV, and it won't fight it off. And then the adenoviruses they're putting in, which 50 of them are recognized, they all cause respiratory tract infections. So that's going to look like you got COVID. And then your body starts self-replicating this stuff. Your immune system reproduces this, replicates it, right? So this is what he's on about. He's going to cause this virus. People are going to spread it to each other. And then they're all going to go to the doctors and get his technology injected into them, which is a gene drive. He was talking about CRISPR. He had to go to space to do this stuff because the relaxed laws in Thailand wouldn't let him do it. So all this has been edited out of the video. It used to be like 55 minutes, 1 hour and 5 minutes long. It's only 45 minutes long now. So they took out all the juicy bits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had it on my camcorder, but I only recorded bits of it for some reason. I recorded the wrong bits. That's the only way I could do it. I set a camcorder up behind me, pointing at my television and press play, you know. There was only so much memory on it, so I think that's why I didn't get it. I'm gutted about that, because I had everything I needed there to show you what's going on with the pandemic, you know. The patent I found, where he joked about biohacking the president, I found patents on it the other day. And it was... let me see if I can find the correct scientific names, and then I'll explain what it means. It's in my Telegram group here. I'm just looking.
Well, because I know it's almost as if...
Yeah.
Oh, remember the quote where he said that I couldn't find it once I seen it. He said, the computer told me such and such and such and such. I forgot the subject matter, but he literally said, the computer told me, and he just kind of lost it. It's almost like you can hear the backspace being typed in his head and then replaced. Some other wording was replacing what he needed to say. It's almost.
This patent, right, is called controlling gene expression, right? So it's, so I asked the telly, like that little video you played the other day, I asked the telly, and I said, what's gene expression? So it goes on in the tells you. And then I asked the next question, well, what does that mean? And it basically, it says, it controls your behavior, your genetic makeup, so you can decide if you're male or female, and they can control your behavior with the stuff. This is like basically who you are, your personality and things.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I think has happened to Joe Biden. His motor functions and everything were messed up. I've seen him. Do you know, like, where you get them, like a brain fog, I've lost it. Do you know, you have your arm chopped off and you have a replacement arm. That word, I've lost him, man. Synthetic arm thing. Man. Prosthetic. Bloody hell, I got it. You know, you have a prosthetic limb, and you move the fingers and things on there, and you can control machinery if they put a thing on your head, and you can operate machinery by brain thoughts. Mm. But this is all being done with artificial intelligence computers, you know. So the computer's learning all this stuff. So it learns how your brain made them fingers move. And that's all the AI is learning how to control your body, basically. So once they figure all that out, and they start putting this nanotechnology in you, and it's attaching to your brain, they're going to be able to control you like a robot by the sounds of it.
That is the end goal, yes. This is like the transhuman agenda.
Yeah. I've seen so many patents on it. I've been looking through the law books, and they've been conning us for years. I have to get this out there because there'll be a lot of people listening. Mandate doesn't mean you have to do it, right? Which is what they're teaching us. They've sabotaged our language, right, over the years. And they're telling us these words mean different things. When you look back into it, right, and you look into the law books, you'll find out that a mandate is a request that you must perform gratuitously, meaning you don't have to do it. If you're doing it, it's because you want to do it, and you're doing it gratuitously. Right, so when you all perform these, when you all listen to this request and you all start doing it, then it becomes law. But if you all say no, are they shutting down shops for not listening to these mandates? They're arresting people, fining people for not listening to these mandates, which is a request. You don't have to listen to a request. It's a choice. But we need to learn these words, you know?
I have to jump in here because what you're saying is very powerful and very important. I wanted to make sure that the audience knows this. Mandates are not laws. They are a request. If it was a law, they would call it a law, but it's not a law. And so last time I went into the courtroom, they said, hey, you got a mask? And I said, no. And they said, the mask is a mandate. It's not a law. Are you law enforcement?
Yeah.
Or do you enforce mandates? I don't know. And then they didn't make me wear my mask after that. And one of them took it off himself too. So,
yeah,
They don't like when you tell the truth about them enforcing mandates. But it's not a law. Sorry, I'm shutting up. You're super smart. Keep going.
It's okay, man. You're spot on. That was good to add to it. Yeah. Today I've had certificates from the Common Law Court. So it's, there's a website. They're doing it in all the countries. It's called the Common Law Courts, and there's a website on it. You can register your birth on there, so then you're recognized as a living man or woman. You can get a certificate for your birth certificate. You have to pay for it to be printed. It's not a lot of money. And I've got ownership of my legal fiction. Right? Now, your legal fiction is created when your parents give your birth certificate, you know, sign that, give it in. So they create this legal fiction to you. When you go into a courtroom and they say, Mr. or Mrs. Whatever, right? And you say yes. Now they've just attached our legal fiction to you, and you've just agreed to be governed by them, basically. You're entering into a contract. But you don't know you're entering into a contract. In contract law, full disclosure must be given, otherwise the contract is null and void. So they're committing fraud. All right? Then there's a thing called surrogate. If you enter into a contract and there's a surprise further down the line, then that can't be upheld because it's a surrogate contract, right? We are unwittingly entering into these contracts. There's always a surprise. Did you know you're classed as a business or a corporation, a juridical person, body corporate, a legal entity? That's what they class you as in these courtrooms. We're supposed to be judged by a jury of our peers. You go into a magistrate, is a judge there judging you? That's not his job. He's supposed to be the referee. No. So the jury who judges you. When you go in there and you agree to these things and identify, you would delegate in your authority to them. You got to go in there and tell them, no, I'm a natural person. I'm a living man. I've got all the documents now. I own my legal fiction. And it says in there that the business is like where I've got Mr. on my name, right? But underneath then, it's just my name without the Mr. And it says, just my name, I own the business above, which is the Mr. part, right? And then it says underneath that this business is not a partnership. So I'm not a partnership with the government no more. I can present these documents to the court now and show them that I'm a natural person. I own the legal fiction and I don't delegate my authority to you. This is against the law. I can arrest them for fraud and all sorts. Like, anybody stands in my way, stops me chasing that judge, they'll be arrested for obstruction in a course of justice. We all got the power to do this, you know. Just phone the police straight away on the you know, it's a recorded call. Say, I've just made an arrest and I want to hand over custody. Judge starts walking off, he's absconding your custody, it's another charge. Anybody stands in your way, you know, they're committing an offence. Just keep reporting everything you're doing on the 911 to you in the States, isn't it? 999 in the UK.
You know, and I've stated this thing for quite some time. The only problem with the natural human legal track there, you're not a part of the system. You give up your social security number, you give up all the stuff. You're no longer a part of the system, which means a lot of people don't realize this. You can't receive medical aid, like a 911 emergency call. You can't get insurance. You can't go into legally binding contracts with any other corporation, having being inside the corporation. That's the Corporation of America. You essentially have to be self-sufficient if you do something like this. You need to own your own land entirely. You have to own it. No lien. No anything like that. You have to own it. And all the resources on that land better sustain you. Now, you can walk off your property, and if you've got cash, you can go and buy stuff at the grocery store. That's not a thing. But technically speaking, if you get any kind of other contract, you're screwed.
Yeah.
You forfeit even all of that stuff.
Yeah.
So that's sort of like for the rich man.
Yeah. No, everybody's a sovereign being. You know, you're
I mean, unless of course you have a group of people and you enter in a commune. That's what I suggest a lot of people do, actually. The only way for that to become something realistic and livable is if you are part of a commune. And especially if a cop wants to come over onto your property, the communal property, and try to enforce corporate laws. Well, he's out of jurisdiction. And that's when you got to create a web of jurisdiction. That's the only way we're going to push these corporate a-holes out of our lives. We all need to become sovereign citizens all at the same time and destroy the jurisdiction.
Did you say you went to court for this? Sorry, I missed that.
Did you say that you went to court to expose the corporate fiction and reclaim yourself? Is that what you said?
I've registered on a web. It's a website. It's the Common Law Court website. Okay. The more people join, the more powerful this is going to get. So I registered my birth certificate on there, and then you can claim your legal fiction on there too. So you can do that. It's registered on the site. You don't have to have the certificates, but then if you want to prove it in court, you know, if you ever end up in court, these certificates
gotcha.
Are going to be, you know what I mean? So I've applied for them. I've received them today. I've got one for lawful use of medical marijuana, and, you know, there's a statement on it that I know the effects affect people differently, and I take full responsibility, etc. And this is a lawful document I can take into a court as well. You know, so it's, if the more people that join this common law thing, the more powerful it's going to get. The more people that start reading the Black's Law Dictionary, you can see the later editions of Black's Law Dictionary, they've started changing the wording and things. So laws that didn't apply to us now apply to us because they've changed the words and we think it does. We think these laws apply to us and we start, you know, once we start doing these things and agreeing to it. By agreeing, you're entering into contract with them. We don't even know we were entering into them contracts. It was fraud. the contract shouldn't stand. So, you know, did you know that you'd sworn an oath of allegiance by giving in a birth certificate? You know? You can't force people to join a society that's against the law. But we are all part of the society that we didn't join. You know? It's, how does that
work? Yeah, and that's another reason why I say it's one of those things. It's nice to have money whenever you do this, because to be able to fight these people...
Yeah.
I mean, I plan on having a nice chunk of change in my pocket whenever I have some kids here. I plan on being able to not having to declare them to the state.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, having, you know, my so, you know, bit of a compound, you know, yeah. I have everything for them, a playscape, a library, learning computers, you know, just everything self-sufficient on my property, and just not even having to declare them to the state. Mm. When they turn 18, whatever, you know, give them the choice, what they want to do. Because they're going to have money. They can join the corporate world and run businesses. And, you know, that sort of thing. But I'm not going to give the state power over my children. Tell me I have to vaccinate them. Tell me I got to, they have to have a certain level of education. You know, I'm going to homeschool my children. They will have a tutor if need be. And these records will be kept private.
Do you know people, instead of registering their children's births with the state, you can get a medical registration. So like when your child is born, you register it at the hospital. But then if you register the births on the common law website, then you know, you've got your birth certificate and everything there. You don't have to register with the state. You don't have to be a part of their world. The only thing is, you're gonna have to pay for your own doctors and things like that. Mm-hmm. But when you give your birth certificate to the government, all right, you sign that, give it in. You were renting your children as to the state. That's why you become parents. You're the pay that rents your children. Yeah, that's where that came from. Instead of mom and dad, now you're the pay that rents them. So. If you don't register with the state, then they don't have ownership of your children. They lawfully shouldn't be able to come into your house and take your children because you didn't put them in school or didn't give them the vaccine, because they're not theirs. They don't belong to them. They're not a partnership no more. Mm-hmm. You know, and claim the legal, you know, they shouldn't even have a legal fiction if you do it that way.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they sell these legal fictions. I don't know who they sell them to. Depending on your occupation, these legal fictions are worth a lot of money. Some people say they're in the hundreds of thousands, depending on what they do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people need to... And this is the kind of stuff that Jordan Maxwell spoke about when we interviewed him a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, I mean, I find it disgusting, and you guys don't mind opinion on this. I find it disgusting that we have so many topics taught to us at school. We have social studies. We have these electives. I'm sorry. Social studies may be useful, but you have all these electives. No. I can work out at home. I don't need a gym. Shop, it's a school thing to learn. Cool, fine. But that's just not, you know. Oh, well, I am kind of handy and I recycle a lot of stuff. I'd be a hypocrite if I say that. Well, but I mean, again, but then, you know, no one needs choir. No one needs, you know, I mean, unless you're going to make careers out of these things. No one needs to be forced to have these electives that they force on us. What should be a requirement, because they say there's no excuse for ignorance of the law. You know how they like to say that? as they put you in handcuffs and make money off of the human trade system. There's no ignorance of the law, but yet there's no law taught anywhere.
How many people are in prison now for victimless crimes? You know, they shouldn't be, unless you've hurt someone, harmed someone on purpose or by accident, or you've stolen something, you've damaged their property, you've defrauded somebody, you haven't committed a crime, you know?
Right.
You might have done something illegal, like that's an illegal substance, but it's not an unlawful substance, is it? You know, so there's a difference.
Right.
There's a difference between legal and lawful. So if you... When a police officer says to you, do you understand, right? You think he means, do you comprehend the words that's coming out of my mouth?
What it means, are you controlled by?
Yeah, it means, do you stand under my authority? And when you say yes, thinking that means I comprehend what you're saying, you've just agreed and entered into a contract and get delegated your authority. You know what I mean?
Well, I didn't know that. You're dropping some bombs.
Mm.
Yeah, understand. That's why I always say I overstand. but yeah, I think there needs to be. We need to be able to counter anything that the government says. I think is very important. No excuse for this, no excuse for that. Okay, but why do they have so much qualified immunity? A cop can, under certain situations, violate your rights just because he does not have an understanding of the law. It's called qualified immunity. And that is total garbage. You guys think I'm lying? Look it up. Qualified immunity.
I know.
If a cop says, oh, well, you don't have... this happened. There's a guy who... A Canadian who was driving down in California was threatened by police to have his car towed because he didn't have an international license. Well, there's no such requirement, because we have a treaty with Mexico and Canada. So it was actually found that the driver was right. He didn't need a license. He went to the police station and filed complaints. But yet, had that this officer decided to tow the car, he would have not gotten any kind of punishment for doing so, because he didn't have an understanding of the law. Now, that would have cost the driver money to get his car back. So it's this error of this margin of error, this cushion, pillow cushion, for government, for cops, if they don't know the law. But for a citizen who does not know the law, there's no error. There's no error cushion. There's no kind of insurance saying, okay, well, you won't be punished for this because you didn't know.
Yeah, you see, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Over here, there's over 7,000 statutes, acts, and legislations, right? They don't teach us one of those in school.
Not and one.
The police have a very scary motto here. If you look hard enough, you'll find something on anyone. And well, they got that motto because there's 7,000 statutes, and at any moment, any one of us could be breaking the law, and we don't even know it. And then they use ignorance of the law is not an excuse. That's why the prisons are so full. You know, what I wanted to do before this plandemic, I wanted to get some land together, right? And I was going to get some homeless soldiers living on the land and growing their own food, and see if they would work for free but accept donations, because that way then you don't pay tax.
Right.
So, They could also be training people up on the weekends, doing survival skill training. Who wouldn't want to be trained by an ex-soldier out to survive and all the rest of it, right?
You're speaking my language. I had planned on doing all the stuff, yes.
But then this out, I kept, every time I got the £1,400 savings, I had to fix my van, so I haven't got anywhere with it. But if a lot of people wanted to chip in and get that first bit of land, the soldiers got a base, you know, they got a base to get their head down, they got somewhere to go to work from, they back with their mates, you know, they'll pick them up, it'll help their mental health. There's 24 million homeless soldiers here in the UK, ex-soldiers rather.
24 million homeless ex-soldiers in the UK?
I don't know if it's worldwide or if it's... sorry, I might have...
I mean, either way, if it's worldwide or not...
Do you even have a population that large? That's a small island.
I'm just thinking, I think there's only about 7 to 10 million in the UK, so that must be wrong. I thought he must have been on about something else. Yeah, I'll have to get him numbers and
maybe
get him...
Maybe United States. I'm going to look that up during the thing. But yeah, I mean, we have... a lot of the homeless here in the United States are military, and those are the people that, you know, we should be taking care of those guys. And it's really sad to see nobody that served our country should be on the streets.
No, that's the thing, is, you know, somebody like, you know, their country let them down, they've sworn oath to the Queen, they let them down, look at the money they got. And if I could think of something like this and get them the help they need, you know.
Well, I tell you what, I was one of those veterans that, I was asleep in my car because I got screwed out of the place where I was living. I've slept in my car, and I've been harassed by police, being a black man, who can't, lawyer can't be in one place for longer than 10 minutes. I've been harassed by police. Oh, well, and one time I just said, screw it, I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to just lay here on my back seat with my pillow and my blanket on, and I'm going to wave away. I'm parked on a street. I'm very legal. All my tags, everything's legal, up to date. I'm going to wave the guy away and go back to sleep. What does he do? He threatens to bash in my window.
Yeah.
So I
God, dog.
I open the door. He says, there are several canine units on the way. And next thing you know, they find a bag of weed. I don't smoke weed. Are you guys gonna do me like
be
that?
Be a lot cooler if you did.
You guys. I was like, you guys, you seriously gonna do me like that? Well, you know, if you just opened up the door the first time, it would have just been a routine.
If you just
check.
Let me in your private property the first time, we wouldn't have a problem here. Although you're not committing a crime and you're a veteran and everything that you're doing is beyond legal, if you would have just let us in, if you would have just complied, we wouldn't have framed you.
I mean, this is why I do.
I can't live here anymore, dog. I can't deal with this no more, dog. I really, the tyranny is just, it's sickening. It's oppressive what we're going through as a world.
This happened to me, I want to say, 15 years ago.
Well, I do think that some of the truth-telling mixed with the auditing is keeping some more of these people more honest, and the ones that aren't, we're at least knowing what they're who they are and getting their faces and names and badge out there. So I think we have progressed from 15 years. As a matter of fact, there's an auditor out there called Long Island Audits, and I'm not sure if I brought this up on the show or not, but he basically catches a cop on video, broad daylight, saying, if this was 20 years ago, we would have killed you. For filming. Uh-huh. The cops admitting, if this was 20 years ago, we would have killed you. So, shout outs to all the activists out there, the nonviolent activists, man. Keep doing your
thing. Making a difference in the world. You guys got to love it.
Yeah, we need you guys, man. We need. And if you're not a nonviolent activist yet, hit me up on social media, man. Fake Micro News, find me on Instagram, all this stuff. We're going to make you into an activist. We're going to do this. We need you guys. We really need you guys out here.
TilbyTalk.com. Get on there. All right? That's our official platform, TilbyTalk.com. We are going to spread. We're going to spread fast. And, guys, look on the website here in a couple weeks. If you want a job, you like to work from home, well, I just might hire you. Fill out an application, and we can make this stuff happen, okay? We can spread word. And if you're, you know, if you're anti-vaxxer, lost your job, I would be honored if you stopped and put in your application and tell us that you got fired from your job. And we'll probably hire you on the spot. We'll approve you on the spot. So, guys, we absolutely love you. We love the support that we get on the show. And we love the trolls, too. I haven't heard back from you, the trolls. I emailed them back.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
You guys, I seen these figures so long ago, right? I got mixed up there a second ago, right? There's six. I'm looking at the population UK now, and it's got population million, 2020, 67.43 million.
Okay, that sounds more about right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there could be 24 million homeless soldiers for all.
Yeah, because of all the it's because they're older, and yeah, exactly.
I've seen these numbers so long ago, you know. I'll check the soldier thing now and see if I can find it online.
Well, while you're doing that, that's no big deal. But any other final points? And then how can people get in contact with you, donate to you, so we can make your dream a reality? I mean, because that would be a really great thing if we could have people getting on board with that to help you out, which would also help other people too. So any final points? And how can people help you and donate to you and find you on social media if you'd like them to?
I'm on Telegram. I haven't started up any PayPal thing for any donations. I was on YouTube. I made a point. I said, look, I swear in all my videos, they're never going to monetize them. Take what you want off my channel, share it, do what you want with it. I don't care about, you know, the copyright laws or nothing.
What's your channel? Tell people your channel.
I wasn't doing nothing for this for money, you know. So it's not about money for me. It was about getting the information out there and fighting against these evil things that ruling us, like, you know. And you know, if you guys want to set up something to do with that and help me out, that's great. But I don't really want to be accepting donations or whatever. I don't know how to. If you guys can hook me up with that or whatever, or get the donations.
Well, if you want, I can help you set up a GoFundMe or something like that, or the British equivalent or whatever. I don't know if you guys have a GoFundMe over there, but yeah, just me and Theo would love to. I mean, I'm volunteering Theo's time. But just kidding,
Theo.
But I'll help you out with that for sure.
Yeah, because I think you start with one plot of land. Like, we guess them soldiers will be able to make some money themselves and donate to get the other land. Then for the to help the mates out and get start this rolling. You know, get more and more and more land and get more and more soldiers on there. Once we got all the soldiers sorted, we can start with all the homeless people. You know.
Well. And I cracked a joke at Theo before, stating, you know, we need a second American Revolution. We need the British over there to get on it. And Theo's like, oh, well, you guys never finished. Well, that's because we're waiting for you to join.
Well, if you
the Queen should have no more subjects.
If you help these veterans out where their country and their queen they swore to have failed them, who are they going to be loyal to? You got an army. No? They can train us up. We got a bigger army. We can do this. You know? We just need to get a ball rolling. We need our first bit of land so that we can make the soldiers and whoever else, if people want to carry on donating, it's going to go faster. If them soldiers are working and accepting donations and training people up at the weekend and getting paid for that, then, you know, they got money to put into other land, yeah? It's like, it's not against the law. It's against the law to build on the land, but it's not against the law to build under the land. You build whatever you want under the ground. You can build hobbit houses, all sorts. You can build on the land and then put a hill over it, you know?
Well, I don't want anything underground over there in the UK with all the pedophilia that's going on. But to be honest with you, your parliament, that should be illegal. That alone warrants an invasion from another country. Mm-hmm. Okay, your parliament being made up of sex offenders.
Yep.
That is a slap in the face. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Get an army together, we can sort them out. You know, we're not going to do it. Like, people think peaceful is going to work. I was thinking, we can't bang with them this way. We can't fight them. You lift your fists up, they pull out their pepper spray and their batons, start beating the hell out of you, you know?
Yeah.
So, you pull out a bat, they're going to pull out a taser. You pull out a knife, they're going to pull out a gun. You pull out a gun, they send in the bloody army, the SWAT teams and things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we can't bang them, are we? But it's got to the point now. Well, we can't, peaceful ain't working. It's not going to work. What do we do now? They're denying us at the courts all the time. We've got all this evidence, and they're denying us. This is treason on a massive scale, you know? This took the collaboration of world governments.
Well, I really think it needs to go that far, because even the police state is always going to be overshadowed by whatever country's military. If the police state cracks down too hard, soldiers are going to want to come home and look out for their family. So they will destroy their own power by going too hard on us. So that is the advantage that we have. We need to go ahead and push that limit as far as we can. John, I would thank you for being a guest for our second hour. We've run out of time. A plum out of time. Will, we got more to talk about tomorrow. But guys, this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host B. And remember, in the land of surveillance, the name of Third Eye is Kings. Please educate yourselves.
When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take her red pill. Say hello to
my little friend! Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good!
That is good!
Tune in next time to Red Pill Hardcore.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.